Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and as I always say every week, I hope that you are having or have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you, and I'm so glad that you found our podcast. I hope you get an opportunity to go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. We talk about so many topics, so many fun topics, so many entertaining topics, so many serious topics. So I hope you get the opportunity to go back and listen to a few of our previous episodes. They'll be very helpful for you in your day-to-day life, and I'm sure you will enjoy them. Again, I thank you for tuning in. And if you are a veteran listener, a regular listener, one of our OG listeners, thank you so much for connecting with us again. I truly appreciate you. I'm always happy to have you back. You know the drill. You can definitely go back and listen to some of the previous episodes too. And just to review, you can learn, of course. It's a lot of fun stuff you can go back and tune into. So thank you for joining today as well. And speaking of going back and listening to some of the previous episodes, that's exactly what I am going to be encouraging you all to do today. So, you know, every 3 or 4 months or so, for our regular listeners, you know this, I like for you all to go back and listen to some of the previous content, some of your favorite episodes, and just listen to those again, get a good grip on some of the things that we've discussed, because there is so much content on this podcast. There are 86 episodes, okay? That's a ton of different topics. That's a ton of information. And sometimes you need to go back and listen to it. So today, it's time for a review. Bum, bum, bum. Yes, yes, yes. That is an air horn for you new listeners. We love doing air horns over here when we celebrate big wins or when we just have something exciting to do. So, you know, I always talk to you guys about how important it is to practice. Over here, practice doesn't make perfect, practice makes progress, okay? We want to get greater at those things that we are working towards, and we want to do that in a way that is comfortable, okay? I want you all, especially, to do it in a way that's comfortable for you. It may take a little more time than your friend that's next to you or a sibling, but I want you to do it in a time frame that is best for you. So when we have these topics and we're talking about these full topics like self-esteem, ways to handle bullying, how to be responsible, you know, we all make mistakes, things like that, that takes time to process that content. And so between you listening to the podcast and you writing down your notes and also you practicing what you learned, you get better at these things, okay? So I want to say that it's time for a review, but this time in the review, what I would like for you all to do is take down just these few tips, okay? Grab your Listen and Learn notebook if you have one. If you don't, you can grab your handy dandy notebook or sticky note or notepad or however. And if you're new here and you want a Listen and Learn journal, you can connect with your parents and have them click the link in the show notes, and it'll take you right to the Amazon link for that notebook. What I want you all to do this time around while you're reviewing is I want you to go back in the previous episodes on this podcast, and I want you to pick your absolute favorite episode and write down why this is your favorite episode and how it has helped you in your everyday life, okay? So that's the first thing I want you to do. And you can do this over a couple days. It doesn't have to be all at one time. You can do it however, you know, you like it. But I would like for you to do it before next Friday, okay? So go through the episode. If you have more than one favorite episode, which I hope you do, you can write down a couple of episodes, whatever is best for you, okay? Then I want you to write down your least favorite episode and write down why it was your least favorite episode. You might not have liked the topic. You didn't feel like the topic was important to you. You might have even thought the topic was boring. And that's okay, guys. If you thought it was boring, that is perfectly fine, because guess what? A lot of times, some things are boring, right? It's important for us to figure out how to get around that boredom and what we can do to get around that boredom. But for you guys, I want you to write down your least favorite episode. If you don't have a least favorite episode and you like all the episodes, that's perfectly fine too, okay? Then the last thing I want you to do is write down what area you are working on in your life. What is something that you're making greater in your life? Whether it's being more social, becoming a better friend, if you're working on boosting your self-esteem or increasing your self-esteem, if you are working on doing chores around the house more without your parents having to ask you, that's something that I would love for you to write down. If you are speaking up about bullying, someone might be bullying you, which I hope that's not the case. And I also hope you're not bullying someone either, okay? Because we talk about how that's not the appropriate thing to do as well. But if you are working on those things in your life, I want you to write about them, okay? And you can be brief when you're writing. And then I want you to look at the positives on your page and congratulate yourself for those positive things that you are working on. It's so important that you all do that, guys, because it makes you greater. When you see all the positive and nice things and the amazing growth that you have made, it's so cool to watch that, okay? So treat yourself to those things. And just to add another bonus to this, share it with your parents. Let them know how awesome you've been doing in your own words. I know they know how cool you are and how great of a job you've done, but tell them in your own words how awesome you have been doing. You can also share it with a friend or a teacher or a therapist, your pastor, whatever the case may be, or whoever it might be, share it with them as well. And you know you can share it with me, okay? So I'll let you know how you can do that after I speak with your parents, all right? Good luck, guys, this week. You are truly amazing. Parents, thank you so much for having your kiddos tune in this week. I appreciate you. You heard all the good news. And if you didn't hear it, I hope you get a chance to hear from your kiddos as to how they are doing. Encourage them, you all, to continue to be amazing kiddos and make the best choices throughout their day, okay? I thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for having your kids tune in as well. We always appreciate you. You know where you can find me. If you are a regular listener, if you're new here, the website is listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. If you need registration information or a free consultation to be set up, please contact me at that email address. That is for our Kennesaw office and also our Zona Rosa, Kansas City office as well. The Kansas City office is virtual, so please, if you need to connect with me, be sure you email me first, because in both locations, it is by appointment only. I do do field work, so I'm often out in the field and not always in the office, so be sure you connect with me by email before you schedule your appointment or come in for a visit. You can also reach me on the business line, 678-919-2117. If you want to follow us on our business social media pages, you can do that as well. It's actually a page on Facebook, and it is Listen and Learn, LLC, Kennesaw, GA. As I always say, it's so many fun, exciting, creative photos and videos of the kiddos in action, so feel free to connect with us there. As far as listening to this podcast, you can listen on any of your podcast listening outlets, Amazon Alexa, Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen. We are there. I appreciate you all for tuning in. I thank you so much for listening all over the globe. You all are absolutely amazing. And as I say, until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.